I'm outside a makeshift tent on Parliament Square, where Paramis is undertaking a hunger strike. He's on the second week of his hunger strike, and I'm here with his doctor, Dr. Arad.
Hiya.
How is his condition?
His condition is gradually deteriorating day by day. But his observations are stable at the moment, but he is taking, we are encouraging to take some water whenever possible, but he's not taking enough, but at the moment he is stable.
Can you explain why he's on hunger strike?
I'm the doctor, so here I'm just looking after him, he's medically, so you can ask the students why he is, there's a high requirement, he's basically, he wants a ceasefire back home. So I'm a Tamil doctor, so I'm just here to voluntarily support him, to support the cause. The main aim, we want the ceasefire, permanent ceasefire back home.
I'm also joined by one of the students who's actually is a kind of spokesman for the hunger strike. Can you explain why he's taking this action?
Okay, his main aim is, as the doctor just said, to implement a ceasefire. He has been a victim of the atrocities in Sri Lanka. He was there. He saw with his own eyes everything that the Sri Lankan government commits, all the crimes they commit against the innocent Tamil civilians. And he's actually reached a point where he can no longer tolerate it. He's seen the suffering of his people, and he wants to do something worthwhile to bring to international attention everything that the Tamil people have been through. I mean, the open and active discrimination of Tamils began 6 decades ago, and over the past few months, the current government in Sri Lanka just completely upped their game. They're just indiscriminately killing people. The president himself said that the hospitals and schools are legitimate government targets. How can anyone say that about their own civilians, unless their intentions were to destroy them?
I just heard the crowd shouting, "Britain, Britain, save the Tamils." What can Britain do?
Britain has a moral responsibility to intervene. We actually had our own Tamil kingdom and lived, you know, at large, very peacefully with one another. It is when they had their colonial rule did they join the Sinhalese and Tamil people just for their administrative convenience. And even when they left, they didn't re-establish the system that was actually in Sri Lanka before they arrived. And they gave most of the power to the Sinhalese people. And I don't know if it's just human nature. We've seen it in other parts of the world where you get a bit of power and you want to take over the whole island. And that's what they started to try and do, and they built inroads into traditional Tamil territories, removed the Tamil people and colonized it with Sinhalese people. Our homeland has been reduced in size, our population has been reduced in size. We're called a minority, but in fact we're not a minority, because that was our homeland and we were the majority there. We're in the we're a minority in a new land that has been created.
What would end the hunger strike now?
What would end the hunger strike is if his demands are met. He's signed forms saying that he doesn't want anyone to force feed him, even if he goes unconscious. He's adamant that nothing will distract him from this. The only way in which he will start eating is if this permanent ceasefire is implemented.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to leave.